Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
I have arrived. Do you remember when you got your first job that came with your name on a business card? What about when you were promoted to an office with your name on the door? Even better, what if you became so influential that your name is now on the stationery or even becomes a part of the organization's official name? Look at you. You've arrived. At least that's how a lot of people see it. The more their name is plastered all over something, the more powerful they feel. On Sunday evenings, our next level Bible study is looking at the book of James. In the first week of our study, we barely got past the first word, James. Who was this guy that has his name attached to a book of the Bible? James was the half-brother of Jesus. In fact, since his name is listed first, he probably was the next oldest sibling after Jesus. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Matthew chapter 13, verse 55. Since Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus, is not mentioned again in the New Testament, many feel he died while Jesus was a teenager. As a result, after Jesus began his public ministry, the head of household responsibilities would have passed to James. James met with Jesus one-on-one after his resurrection. Then Jesus appeared to James, then to all the apostles, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 7. James was recognized by others as the leader of the church in Jerusalem. James, Peter, and John, those reputed to be pillars, Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. He was also the chairman of the council in Acts chapter 15, and his decision was the final decision at that meeting. From all appearances, it looks as though James has arrived. He's got his name in all the right places and is one of the most influential people in the early church. Yet, look at how James referred to himself. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. James chapter 1, verse 1. If James thought he had arrived, it was only to arrive as a servant. His name may have been on the business card or the church door or the church letterhead, but he was only there to serve. History gives us two other names for this great man, James the Just and Old Camel Knees, because of how much time he spent kneeling in prayer and kneeling in service to Jesus and his followers. If I ever arrive, I pray that like James, I've only arrived to serve.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.